cold and silent, that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It is September the 10th, 2007. For those who are newcomers to the show, please check in to cuttingthroughthematrix.com, my website. And for European listeners, they can download transcripts in their own tongues at alanwantsentinel.eu. It's funny watching the world go round and round like a big circus with all the politicians doing their grandstanding and going through routines which were invented long ago, routines which work with the public because the public like to hear promises from fathers or Big Brother. It's something for nothing, they hope, even though they're paying through the nose for everything through their taxes, they still think they're going to get something for nothing. If it's free, they'll come. And that's happened, of course, with the free flu shots. When they first started to advertise them, we saw on the television rows of seniors lining up for their free flu shots and having fights when they're waiting in the queue because they're all terrified they'd run out of shots before it was their turn. And that's how fast this little veneer of civilization can crumble. We are in a circus, and the circus is the Matrix. It's a big stage play with politicians being picked long before you've even heard their names to fulfill a role and act a part to the public. All the world's a stage, and they are but the players, as been said before. The public, of course, is also participating in the stage play because they must pretend to believe it all, and even get so far as to try and convince their friends and families to believe in it too. People argue over such things as politics, never knowing that the whole thing is just a scam, because we have no freedoms as we have been brainwashed to believe in. We have just a certain range of movements before we're hauled in back to the center. Most people never get far enough from the center to find out there is actual barriers out there, but when they try, people will appear suddenly they've never seen before to usher them back in or else. That's the system. It's very rigid. And most people are oblivious to it because they're all playing inside the big circle. We see this with people like with Edwards, who's campaigning at the moment, John Edwards, who's got a face for every type of group that he's addressing. And he has a script writer probably specializing in every group. So they know what script to write for the teenagers, the students, for the adults and the middle-aged and the very elderly. A different script for every type. And he'll tell them what they want to hear. Very old technique. But here is from the Associated Press. The writer's son, September the 2nd, and I'll read this. This little spiel that he gave out recently on September the 2nd, to a crowd, I think it was in Iowa, back after the following messages.
Hi, heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi folks, Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about the farce we see every few years with the politicians doing their campaigning, their little acting part to get into the bigger house. I don't know if it's the same in the United States, but you find in all Western countries, including Canada, a politician can get in for 5 years to get a lifelong pension. And that's not a bad deal, isn't it? Good work if you can get it. They get full benefits, they get an index-related pension for the rest of their lives, so the cost of living goes up, they get that going up too. And it's no wonder you see that attract certain types of personalities into it. You can't really get honest people going in. But getting back to Mr. Edwards, it was a good study in the personality of the politician with his promises. At this speech he gave in Iowa, at Tripton, Iowa, he said it requires, this is about his health care, he wants to make it universal but mandatory for everyone in the U.S. to be covered. So it requires that everybody be covered. It requires that everybody get preventative care. very important you understand what he's saying here, preventative care. That means that you're going to be bossed around by various experts, measured and weighed and examined whenever they say you must be. That's what that means. Nito, he told this to a crowd sitting in lawn chairs in front of the Cedar County Courthouse. If you're going to be in the system, you can't choose not to go to the doctor for 20 years. Now, the thing is, you see, we're all in the system. We haven't been given a choice not to be in the system. You were born into the system. So he continues, you have to go in and be checked and make sure that you're okay. He noted, for example, that women were required to have regular mammograms in an effort to find and treat the first trace of problem. Edwards and his wife, Elizabeth, announced earlier this year that her breast cancer had returned and spread. Now, you can bet your bottom dollar, you see, his wife has been checked probably every few months for many, many years, and it didn't stop this from happening to her. And that's what they've also found in studies in Canada and other countries, but they keep doing it because it's a big business, you see. And it also trains the public to obey and come in and be terrified they're always going to find something, even though you might get the cancer a month after the test. Edwards said his mandatory health care plan would cover preventative, chronic, and long-term health care. The plan would include mental health. Now, listen to this. It would include mental health care as well as dental and vision coverage for all Americans. Now, remember, you've got to really analyze the wording because these characters who write the scripts are often lawyers, and there's another meaning behind it because we know they want to give everyone psychological examination on an annual basis, don't they? The whole idea is a continuum of health care, basically from birth to death, he said. Well, that was what they called socialism, as an expertly run society from cradle to grave, you see. The former North Carolina senator said all presidential candidates talking about health care ought to be asked one question. Does your plan cover every single American? Because if it doesn't, it should be made to explain what child, what woman, what man in America is not worthy of health care, he said. Well, they really cared up till now, right? Because in my view, everybody is worth health care. Edwards said his plan would cost up to $120 billion a year, a cost he proposes covering by ending President Bush's tax cuts to people who make more than $200,000 per year. Now, when they brought in the income tax, the temporary tax, you see that you now have intergenerationally now, it's permanent. They said the same thing then, it would only affect the rich who would pay taxes. It's the same in Britain when they brought up the temporary war tax, which sort of stuck to the public ever since. This doesn't die away. So once again, you're being conned and lied to because the rich never have themselves taxed. There's always a loophole put in there. This was found out, for instance, when the royal family admitted, only because there were some hounds on her tail, to try and find the history of all the royalty that was being kept and supported by the British public. And they found that Prince Philip, that came from Greece, who married the Queen, had about 80 members of the family he brought over, and they were all getting about £1 million per year at that time. That's a lot of money back then. And the public demanded, of course, that they either support themselves or do something for the money. And so the Queen proposed to have herself taxed because she was getting massive grants from the government. The Man Alive program then did a little documentary on this very topic, and lo and behold, they went to the auditors that did the Queen's taxation, and they couldn't get past the gate. And all the Queen's money and all the Queen's men simply worked through the Cayman Islands and all kinds of islands far away and tropical. So they always build in a loophole to it. And at least Elton John at the time spoke on behalf of them and said, well, he says, they always make loopholes for we, the wealthy. He said, we never suffer. So this nonsense that those over $200,000 per year will pay for all the health care costs is absolute bunkum. The real reason is to get you all into this expertly run society, a society where they're going to decide whether they need you in the first place or you'll be aborted. It's a society where they want to have certain genetic types coming up, the preferable types, not the unpreferable types. You see, all the bad types. And they want to bring psychologists into it and genealogists into it. And they want to go through your hair for lice, and they want to weigh you to see if you're too heavy and make you exercise and put you on special diets. This is the new freedom. The new freedom, they call it, you see. And when you hear terms like new freedom, you better realize that they're redefining what freedom means. They never waste words, these characters, because, as I say, they're lawyers. And lawyers study words. That's their job. And how to get round things by the use of words as well. And how to deceive by the use of words. It's no coincidence a lawyer is awful close to a liar, is it? So there you go. So it doesn't matter whether it's Hillary or one of the other ones that pushes for this. This is the mandate, is to get everyone run by specialists from cradle to grave. Now, Britain was way ahead of this before any other country. And even when I went to school, they used to bring in the health authorities that would lock the door in the classroom. And they'd go through your hair and weigh you and measure you for your height. And they'd bring dentists in that would sit there and poke holes through your teeth and say you had cavities after they'd almost wrenched their whole weight down through your molars with these pointed spikes. And you had no say in the matter whatsoever. And then they came in with inoculations and locked the door and made you take all that too. You see, that's the new freedom that we got in Britain. Now it's to be spread to the world. Isn't that nice? We really are a bunch of schmucks. A real bunch of schmucks, because whatever these characters propose to the public, and the public go for always, you see, if it's free, is against what you think it is. It's not for the same purpose, because they sell something for a good reason, but there's always a real reason. And you're never given the real reason until it's too late. That's the bottom line. So here they go with the circus, and that's all politics is a circus, with front men given their lines, who do their acting and do public relations shots and pose for the cameras, shaking hands and all that kind of stuff. And they go through this routine every few years. You'd think we'd be sick of it by now. You'd think we'd also be sick of being taken as suckers time after time, because you never hear about the big agenda from these guys at election time. They never talk about the fact your factories are all across in China, and that these same guys and their fathers in politics were the guys who set all that up to happen. They don't talk about the unification of the Americas when they're running for office, do they? They didn't do that in Britain either, or any other European country, when they were merging those countries into the European Union. Same technique, same cons. And what's even more amazing, you see, is that the public don't think to ask the obvious questions, because, you see, they have all these party followers that do it all for you, don't they? They're supposed to do all the questioning for you, but they don't. They don't. They talk about healthcare and Social Security and all this kind of stuff, or subsidies. Socialism works because the vast majority of the general public our children. Governments in ancient times had no qualms about discussing this fact that those who follow and do what they're told are basically children. Children don't want the responsibility of guiding their own lives and planning their own lives. It's too uncertain for them. They want reassurance, and so they get all these lies from the guys at the top, who have no amount of lies they can tell you to make you happy and feel good. So you can continue allowing them to make all the big decisions for you. And since they do make all the big decisions for you, you literally have no say in the outcome. We haven't seen referendums, national referendums on the unification of the Americas. It hasn't happened. But it's underway. It's already a done deal. It's a done deal. It was a done deal before the last signing of the last agreement. It was a done deal before I was born, because the Council on Foreign Relations wrote about it back in the 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s, that this was the agenda. But then general public don't like the bad news, do they? They want to live in Hollywood fiction rather than reality. They don't want to look at the negative. They want to look at the positive, and the positive is wish fulfillment. If we just wish about it, it will become all better. Just like Daddy taking that skin knee and kissing it, and it's all better. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt here with Cutting Through the Matrix, and what a matrix it is. Many levels of it, indeed. Most people are still down on the bottom, stuck on the floor. Some are just raised above the floor, trying to get something back which they never had. And others are floating near the top of the ceiling, looking for the next level. There's an article that came out, which is appropriate for every country, because we've been international for a long time. This is from The Guardian Unlimited, from James Orr. It says, judge wants everyone in UK on DNA database. Wednesday, September the 5th, 2007. Entire UK population and every visitor to Britain should be put on the national DNA database, a top judge said today. Lord Justice Sedley, one of England's most experienced appeal court judges, described the country's current concern or system as indefensible. We have a situation where if you happen to have been in the hands of the police, then your DNA is on permanent record. If you haven't, it isn't. That's broadly the picture, said Sir Stephen Sedley to the BBC. It also means that a great many people who are walking the streets and whose DNA would show them guilty of crimes go free. He said that expanding the existing database to cover the whole population had serious but manageable implications. But he warned that putting everybody's DNA on file should be for the absolutely rigorously restricted purpose of crime detection and prevention. What a joke, isn't it? What a joke. They always have, again, a good reason, plausible reason, but then it's a real reason. Britain's 12-year-old DNA database is the largest of any country in the world. That's because it's the most democratic country in the world, growing by 30,000 samples a month. According to the Home Office website, 5.2% of the UK population is on the database, compared with 0.5% in the US. The data is taken from criminal suspects now, that's not people who are guilty of crimes, or scenes of crime, and there are currently 4 million profiles held under the Criminal Justice and Police Act of 2001. Police are permitted to retain DNA samples from anyone charged with a crime. Previously, samples and fingerprints taken from those found not guilty or those who had their charge dropped had to be destroyed. Today, Shami Chakrabarty, the director of the human rights organization Liberty, warned against potential changes to how and when British authorities collected DNA data. The DNA debate reveals just how casual some people have become about the value of personal privacy, she said. A database of those convicted of sexual and violent crime is a perfectly sensible crime-fighting measure. Is it really? Is it really, folks? You know, see, they always waylay you off the right or wrongs of it by giving you something partially plausible. A database of every man, woman, and child in the country is a chilling prospect, ripe for indignity, error, and abuse. A Home Office spokeswoman said the government had no plans to introduce a universal, compulsory, or voluntary national DNA database. That's contradictory to what they just said. However, the department is currently undertaking a review of the Police and Criminal Evidence Act called PACE. I love these names, PACE, P-A-C-E, 1984, which sets out the powers to take and retain biometric data. The DNA database has revolutionized the way the police can protect the public, protect the public, through identifying offenders and securing more convictions, the spokeswoman said. A lot of these spokespeople for the government, the PR, public relations departments, who are lawyers, again using carefully chosen words, provides the police on average with around 3,500 matches each month. She said final proposals on the review were due to be published in spring next year and would take accounts of the views received during the consultation as well as those of Lord Chief Justice Sedley. The Home Office Minister Tony McNulty told BBC Radio 4 programme, "Today, I think we are broadly sympathetic to the thrust of what he, the judge, has said." So the Home Office, you see, is the Department of Homeland Security for Britain. They call it the Home Office in the UK. I have said that myself in the past, that there is a real logic and cohesion to the point that says, well, put everybody on. But I think he probably does underestimate the practicalities, logistics, and huge civil liberties and ethics issue around that. There's no government plans to go to a compulsory database now or in the foreseeable future. Now, that's an utter lie, because for the last 20 years, they've been taking extra vials of blood from everybody who goes to a clinic for any possible problem, and it's been going into a DNA database. Canada did the same thing, because 4 years ago, they showed us a brand new building built in Montreal for the police of Canada, the RCMP, and it was all robotic arms coming down, taking out dozens and dozens of samples every fraction of a second. It could handle the whole country. And they tried to tell the public this multi-million dollar facility was for the occasional hardened criminal. We're such idiots, aren't we? The way it's sold to us is just incredible. How we swallow this utter tripe time after time and deny our own sensibilities. Back after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, folks. Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix. Continue with this article. It says, responding to Lord Sedley's comments, Liberal Democrat Home Affairs spokesman Nick Clegg said, whilst his total disregard for concerns about privacy and civil liberties is misplaced, at least he has the honesty to put forward a suggestion for a universal DNA database. This contrasts with the government's cloak and dagger strategy of creating a universal database behind the backs of the British people. Now, they wouldn't do that, of course, because the same people who unified Britain with Europe and lied to them for 40 years while doing so, of course, they wouldn't lie to you about this now, would they? Information Commissioner Richard Thomas told Today, that's, I guess, the name of the paper, I think we have to think very long and very hard before going down the road of a universal DNA database. There are some risks involved. This approach can be really intrusive. It raises really fundamental questions about how much the state or the police knows about each of us. Well, the fact is, they know pretty well everything, but not enough. You see, they won't be They cannot have a safe society. If you understand how police are trained and the whole idea of law enforcement, and that's what it's called, enforcement, is used, it goes right down to predictability. For safety, every single individual must be completely understood, and they must be very predictable. Therefore, all information on you is completely necessary. It has no option but to go this route. This has been taught this way for many years now. So it's interesting as well. You take DNA and you take the Soros, like George Soros, you know, that means really serpent or flying dragon in Greek. So you put DNA with Soros and you get Dinosaurus. So maybe we're all going the same way as the dinosaur. Maybe that's the whole point of DNA. There's also a report came in that Air France is going to try biometric boarding cards. This French airline Air France said Wednesday planned to trial biometric boarding passes that will allow passengers to be fast-tracked through airports using a scan of their fingerprints. It's also doing the iris scan too. Passengers who volunteer to take part in the pilot scheme volunteer from the end of 2007 will be asked to load a digital record of their index print into an individual chip card, Air France officials told a press conference. Now, the reason I'm reading these things is because, you see, whatever happens in one country is already underway in every country. That's the point of it. They've got to stop thinking that these are local laws or national laws over there. These are international laws because every country in the West that signed the agreement under NATO and also under the anti-terrorism laws put all of this on the board, that they all have the same agenda because it is the one agenda and every country in the West is in on it. It says here now, using scanners and dedicated check-in lanes, biometric card holders will be able to print out their own boarding pass and board the plane via an electronic gate that checks the match between the fingerprint and the one on the card. The scheme will initially be trialed for 2 months among 1,000 Air France staff on Paris-Amsterdam service to be extended to 2,000 frequent flyers on the same route. If the tests are successful, the biometric cards will be offered to between 10 and 15% of Air France customers, either as a frequent flyer perk, so that's how they do it, or a paying premium, which could also be used to control access to rental cars or hotel rooms. The same trick that they used in the stores to get you all to use the cashless society when they offered you the store card. The same idea. And if you don't use a store card in a grocery stop, they penalize you by charging you extra. That's what it is. They're not really giving those with the card a discount. They're really just charging the ones who don't use the card. And the one who use cash, they're charging them extra. This is a simple Pavlovian training of punishment and reward. Very, very simple, and it's amazing how cash works with people so easily. They'll save a few pennies here and there and allow the government to know everything that they purchase, including what they eat and what their little likes are and so on. They don't seem to mind that, and that's how far down society has gone in a span of 20 years. Because at one time, people wouldn't even ask or answer questionnaires or any polls that came round, they were paranoid of them, and rightfully so, because people fought wars in the past for privacy, for complete privacy. Whatever you did within your own home and your realm that didn't offend anyone else or hurt anyone else was okay. But not anymore. The government wants to know everything you're doing, buying, eating, and all the rest of it. This is total quality management here. That's what it is. And how many people have you heard in your own lives who say, I don't mind, I have nothing to hide? Well, those guys, you see, have lost their ability for survival because the right to privacy is a natural instinct for survival, personal survival. The happy slaves, on the other hand, will go along with anything. And they don't care who has any information on them as long as they can play in their own little circle on the end of that piece of string that goes round and round the pole. That's what they really are. Most folk, unfortunately, as we all know, are gone. So those who are awake have two problems. They have the elite to contend with, knowing what all the con games are, where they're heading, and all the rest of it. But they also have the vast majority of the population going along with it too. So you have to contend with the dead, the land of the dead. That's what it meant in all ages. Because most people are never truly conscious throughout their whole lives in any age. And that's a fact, folks. That is a fact. They might be nice people. They might say and do the things that you do, but really they're not conscious. And you find out when they end up taking all these cards and all the perks that are offered to them that they're not conscious and that they don't care. That's what stuns you the most. They really don't care. So, yeah, you do have the elite with their agenda and all the think tanks they use. You have all the forces that are geared up to be used shortly on the public when chaos is planned to occur. And you've got the vast majority of the public who will be used under democracy to force you, the minority, along with them. That's why they chose democracy. It's not mob rule. It's just that the elite can count on the mob to do what they're told. And for those who don't do what they're told, they'll say, what's wrong with you? No one else is complaining. That's how democracy works. This was explained thousands of years ago by philosophers in Greece. You should also check out the history of ancient China, because ancient China had tried out communism, socialism, fascism, dictatorships 3,000 years ago, and recorded all of it and how it worked, and how they introduced it to the people, and how they changed it into the next phase and so on. There's nothing new under the sun, because all of these isms are formulas which work, because nothing on the planet has been so well studied as man himself. People in all ages will react the same way to the same stimuli and can be made to do the same things if the right formula is introduced in the proper sequence. That's how simple it is. Read Plato's Republic and read the other philosophers too of ancient Greece, and you realize they knew all this stuff then. And this science is taught to an elite crowd in all countries. The science of governance, they call it, as opposed to government. The best governed people are those who really don't know. They're being forced along a certain route. They think it's all evolving naturally and that they have something to do with it. That's the best form of government. And the best slave that they can have is the one who doesn't know he or she is a slave. To get people to go along with a particular agenda, you must come from a particular tangent that the average person, with the logic they use, would never see coming. When you want to reduce a population, you must create a problem of population or unwanted children. Therefore, you actually create promiscuity and push it. The unwanted children come along, the abortions are demanded, you start reducing the population, you dehumanize the public. That's how you do it. You push the very thing that you're targeting and telling them that you're going to free them up by giving them all these rights and new rights and freedoms. That's how you do it. Joe Average doesn't realize that. He thinks everything's happening for his or her benefit, never realizing there are very clever minds, very intelligent minds, with masses of documentation and all these formulas that will get you to do what they want you to do. How many people have already fallen for the free nonsense, the free flu shots, the free this, the free that? In Canada, the IDA grocery store was giving out free flu shots with every $10 worth of groceries. The thing is, you could have walked into any clinic and got it for free anyway without buying the groceries. Everybody gets in on the act. That's how it's done. They promote it. And I've talked to so many people, especially the elderly, who took these shots and came down with not only the flu, but pneumonias. One classic example was of a guy I know, and his mother ended up in the hospital. He'd warned her not to take it, and she ended up in intensive care. When she was recovering, he went to see her and says, well, I guess you won't be taking that shot again. And she said, well, I don't know. But some people you just can't help because they can't believe for an instant that all these people who are supposed to be there, these angels of mercy, are there. They couldn't do anything nasty to them. And so they'll do it again. They'd never learn. That's the power of conditioning. And pretty well everyone in the system in which we live has accepted the world as it's been presented or downloaded into them through masses of propaganda, masses of fictional propaganda and dramas and movies. And then they know themselves, if they do start to question one part of this matrix, it might unravel the whole reality they've come to believe in. Most people can't do that and won't do that. That's also a decision that they have come to. Most of the phone calls I get are from people who have a hard time waking up the people around them. They always start with a wife or a husband or a brother or a sister, and they spend so much energy trying to deprogram them and make them see sense. And what I try to tell them to do is don't waste your energy on those who have decided, and it is a decision, to remain in the land of the dead. That is a choice that they have made, and you have to respect that choice. No one could possibly ever say they didn't know. They don't know all the details, but they can't say they didn't know what was happening. They choose not to know all the rest of it. Respect that choice and save yourself some heartache, and look for those who are trying to learn and who are asking questions, and feed them the information gradually and carefully. Then you get a sense of accomplishment instead of frustration as you try to save those who are nearest and dearest to you. They say that birds of a feather flock together, and it's very true. Humanity is a gregarious creature. It likes to form groups and organizations that it joins because that's what it wants its worldview to be. They want sameness. They want uniformity, one form. Whether they're coming from the left, the right, the top, or the bottom, or from the diagonal, they still want everyone in their group to look, be, dress, and speak the same as they do. That's the sad fact of humanity. They'd rather be in large groups rather than be individuals. In fact, groups can't really tolerate individualism at all. Even those who think they're rebelling against a system, or even those in the gender wars who join their group, are now, they've just lost their individuality by doing so. Now they'll be used for political purposes, and they'll never really fathom out the bottom of it for themselves. Every group is used because it's far easier, according to Arnold Toynbee and others who were masters at this whole technique, far easier to control vast groups of people than the occasional individual that thinks. We have one crack at the world, and you're in it right now. You have to use it for the best purposes you possibly can, and be content with the fact that most people will use their life to simply play, enjoy themselves, allow someone else to be slaughtered somewhere else with their tax money, and that is their decision. For those in religion, they always hope that everyone gets their just rewards. But again, there's no proof that that happens, is there? Especially when you look at the elite and their genealogies that go back for thousands of years and how they intermarry down through the centuries. They marry power, wealth, and keep it all in the families. And they seem to be doing pretty good. They don't seem to be suffering. They don't seem to be too worried either. So what you do in this life is important because you can change it for the future, for those yet to come. a sad comment on the world right now is that most people are so hedonistic, they don't care about those who are young or those who are yet to be born. They really don't care as long as they can get to a pensionable age and go fishing and put their feet up and die before the worst of the you-know-what hits the fan. That's the reality of most people. So I don't talk to most people. I talk to those who have something called spirit. That's the animating force in them. They have something that others don't. And many, many ancient holy books, they mentioned it in many ways. Those creatures of instinct were those who simply were earthbound. They loved the world, the things of the world, pleasure, fun, and they didn't want any big problems to deal with. Nothing really has changed along that way. But with some people, they have heart and compassion. You don't realize that compassion is a survival mechanism for everyone. When there's no compassion there, then a species is doomed. It can't survive, because whatever's knocking off those guys over yonder will eventually...
It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi. Alan Watt back here with Cutting Through the Matrix now. Before the show is up, I should mention that I don't get paid for the shows I do. Never have from any of the radio or television shows. I do this because I feel a need to do it, because I'm doing something that is right. And for those who wish to help me keep going, they can certainly donate money, look into the website. For those who don't have the books and CDs and DVDs I have for sale, look them up and put in an order. That keeps me going. That keeps me coming back with this information. That was not a rah-rah cheerleading type conversation I have, because I leave the good endings and happy endings to Hollywood writers. That's what they've trained you all in. People always look for the happy ending. Meanwhile, they do nothing to help it come about. They expect someone else to do it for them. And the reason I do speak out to those who can understand and who are looking and who are questioning is because it doesn't take a lot of people to at least sway the course we're on. That's how history has been thwarted in the past. The agenda would have been here long ago if the occasional people, the right people here and there, hadn't deflected the agenda. You would realize they wanted a global government. At the end of World War I, they wrote about it at the top. Many lords at the British in the British government and establishment wrote that they need a world war to bring in global government and bring the public of all countries to their knees under a new scientific type of dictatorship. Of course, they are a benevolent dictatorship according to themselves. The psychopaths always rationalize what they do under benevolence. The few, always in all ages, can deflect this. The side effect for the general bulk of the population is that they can come through into a new society or a different way and at least keep their toys and their happiness and their customs, etc., until the society becomes totally corrupted again. And it's just a cycle we keep going through. The psychopaths in all countries and all nations have run the world for a long, long time. They always get to the top by their very natures. They're addicted to power. They're attracted to it like a magnet. And they go for it. And that's why we get the same MO all down through history of totalitarianism at every step of the way. The problem today is we're at the very end of a phase of this that took centuries in the planning, by the way, to bring about. And so they've corralled most of the world's population into a mindset of compliance, passive compliance with everything. They've trained them not to participate in anything except the programs that they do encourage, like jogging in the streets and big crowds, etc., but not to participate in the direction of society as such. It took training to make that happen, and most of the public are quite content with it. They're content to be happy slaves. So for those who are not, tune in again on Wednesday, and we'll go further into this technique of mind control for the masses. From Hamish, my dog, up here in Northern Ontario, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
It's true.